It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were made for this moment. And thank you to this team that I get to work with. That's producers Steve, Zach, Patty, Jen, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Merry Christmas to you, producer Steve.
Steve called in. He couldn't make it today.
Yeah, right. Well, your voice sure sounds like his.
Oh, well.
I cannot believe it. It is Christmas Eve is tomorrow. But what a show we have planned for you today. My good friend and president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver is in studio with me. That's Rick Rome. We've got a show planned today.
Yes, we do, Kim. Hello, and thank you for having me on the show and an opportunity to promote liberty, freedom, free expression, and free ideas.
Well, and the subject that we gave our colleagues is the usurpations in the Declaration of Independence. And what's so interesting is the founding fathers felt that they needed to let the world know why we were going to break up with King George and Britain. Being the gentlemen that they are, there was, I think, 27 different reasons.
That's correct. I was reading it through it last night. It reminded me of one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes with the airing of the grievances right before we had the feats of strength. And we actually, in the Declaration, talks about all of those usurpations, all of those things that we see happening today in a limited way.
It's rather remarkable, isn't it?
It is a little bit disturbing, quite frankly, and it reminds me of why it's so important that we express our ideas, we find those venues to promote free speech, promote the free expression of ideas and exchange of ideas.
Well, in Liberty Toastmasters, I've shared with the group that I crashed and burned in front of about 1,000 people. At a speaking thing. It was a charity. It was actually Mount St. Vincent Home for Children. I had chaired an event, and there was a lot of emotion. There was 40 different women volunteers, which is like herding horses, and lots of emotion. And so to really make the event successful, it really took a lot. And I was pretty stressed out. And my cousin had helped me with this. I will admit this. I gave my whole speech rubbing my stomach like a Buddha. It was the craziest thing. And I looked at my cousin and I said, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. I said, do you think anybody noticed? She said, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
was there a video of that?
I hope not. Oh my gosh, I hope not. It was one of my most embarrassing moments. And I lost my confidence. I truly lost my confidence, Rick. And so the first time I came to Liberty Toastmasters was probably 2012. I'd lost my confidence. And so it took a lot to get that back. And I'd highly recommend people start to join us.
Nothing teaches better than a burnt hand is the way I was raised to believe. And that the Toastmasters platform is an opportunity for you to fail in a safe environment. It's an environment where you're going to get positive feedback about the things that are effective, about things that aren't quite working, and it's a great opportunity to develop leadership skills if you have any interest whatsoever in being involved in your community.
Well, 2022 is right around the corner. We have a lot of great candidates, that people that care about our communities, that care about our country, that have put their names forward or are considering doing so to run for office. Many city council races will be in May of this year. And we really would encourage people to step up into those positions as well. But what I have found, Rick, is that there's really many well-meaning people that don't quite realize the frying pan that they're jumping into. And that's why Liberty Toastmasters is a great place to kick the tires on ideas, get feedback, and then also the friendships that we are creating there. Many times we'll go out for lunch afterwards, and I think it's very founding fatherish because we don't always agree on everything. But we can talk about things, and I really grow from that. And then the friendships and the camaraderie is so important.
I'd even go so far, Kim, to say that we disagree on most things, quite honestly. I mean, there's
no,
a lot of divergent ideas in that club, and it's a refreshing change of pace to be able to discuss things such as limited government, such as the mandates that are coming down from the governor on high, and in a respectful and quite frankly, meaningful way.
But robust, too.
It's very robust. No one's pulling punches, but we're also very respectful about it.
Yes. So it's great to have you here, and we'll be talking with a number of our colleagues here in the second, third, and fourth segments regarding the usurpations in the Declaration of Independence. But some other things I wanted to chat about. First of all, be sure and check out our website. That is kimmonson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. And actually, there's a great podcast with Sharona Bishop, America's mom. The FBI paid her a little visit and decided to enter her home forcibly, and thought it was important to talk with her about that. Rick Turnquist and Patty Kergan both had great op-eds that we rolled out. Those are on the website. Brad Beck, who is a co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters, he was on the show earlier this week, has a great op-ed as well. And so anyway, lots of great information. You can email me at kim@kimmonson.com. And thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, my friends, you don't have to force people to do it. Remember, it is never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood. Can you say essential or non-essential? Okay. Via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or there's this one everybody's starting to recognize, Producer Steve, and that is government-induced inflation.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because one of your favorite phrases is, you might not be into politics, but politics is certainly into you. I've got a great, what do they call it, you guys, illustration?
Analogy?
A visual.
Okay.
Go, if you've never gone there, you need to go there sometime today. What is the site? usdebtclock.org. Mm. There is a vigil, because this thing is spinning. Now, obviously, there's the big number, the debt, but to the right are the, this is where it's into you type thing. What is it? Debt per person right now is $88,015. Now, here's the bigger one. Debt per taxpayer, $231,922. Now, politics is into you.
Big time. Mm.
So there's a great visual.
Yes, we are in trouble when the U.S. debt clock, you can also can serve as a fan.
Yeah, well, it spins like my meter at Christmas time.
And it is right now.
I know it. And it's irresponsible, my friends, to be doing this. And so you mentioned what it shows per taxpayer, but many of us think we're just going to, that this is going to be sloughed off on the next generation. Rick Rome, our founders, realized that they wanted to pay off the debt that they had incurred for the Revolutionary War. They realized it's immoral to pass on debt to the next generation when they had no voice in incurring that debt. And so what we're doing right now is immoral in our country.
It's absolutely immoral. It's also something that we've seen happen before. I mean, Zimbabwe tried to print their way out of a debt problem, and they basically devalued their currency to a point where they failed as a nation. I don't know if we're coming to that place or not, but it's definitely a historical precedent for what we're seeing happen in our own country.
Well, when we talk about sustainability on all different fronts, this is not sustainable. We're kidding ourselves if we think it is. So we're going to have to make some hard decisions here. And if we don't make the hard decisions, they will be made for us.
They'll be made for us, absolutely, and it won't be any one individual.
It won't be fun. But let's continue on here. Steve, next thing, Producer Steve, these America's Veterans stories that we get to broadcast are just amazing. And this week's is an interview that we did with Rick McFadden, Marine veteran, regarding Patton's Prayer. It was during this time, December 16th, 1944, when the Battle of the Bulge began. And that was Hitler's kind of last push. And the Allies' lines were very stretched. It was bad weather, didn't expect an attack by Hitler, and so there was a bulge in the lines, hence Battle of the Bulge. The official title is Battle of the Ardennes. And Hitler was trying to make it to Antwerp, Belgium, because he needed supplies. And the weather was terrible. And Patton asked that a prayer be created to give into the troops. And Rick McFadden has so brought this to life, and we get to broadcast that Sunday at 3 p.m., Producer Steve.
Well, not to give away anything, but like you said, the weather was, I don't know how these things, these calamities come about. Not that the Allies thought they were invincible in any way, shape, or form, but I think they were surprised.
They were.
By this big push. And then the weather got in their way to, to try to thwart this maneuver by Hitler. I was just looking at some video the other day, the mud. The tanks getting totally bogged down in the mud and many other, heavy vehicles. So it was not a good time.
It was a 40-day battle. Almost a million men from both sides were involved in this battle. It was one of the bloodiest battles of World War II, if not the bloodiest battle. And the other thing is, last week we interviewed Lou Zobie, who, a World War II veteran, 95 years old now, and he was there, and that will be rebroadcast Sunday evening at 10 as well. So I would recommend that you check that out. And then I think Marty Letelier, who was at the Chosin Reservoir in the Korean War, it will be broadcast this Saturday at 10 p.m. So, Rick Rome, this is just an honor to get to do these shows. And I have to tell you, it's changed my life, and it may change your lives if you listen to them.
Well, they really are the greatest generation. I had a grandfather and several uncles who also served in the Navy in World War II in the Pacific Theater. And they've passed since then, but they've told me how valuable our freedoms are and what it was they were really fighting for.
And that's why we do this, is so that we can keep those stories alive, because it's so important. Also, tomorrow, Friday mornings, 9 to 10 a.m., Reggie Carr's I'm a Uniter show right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. Be sure and check that out. Before we get to break, I wanted to go to one headline, which was in Colorado Politics. And this is super important. And it's the 10th Circuit dismisses a lawsuit challenging the validity of Tabor. It says the federal appeals court based in Denver has dismissed the long-running lawsuit seeking to void Colorado's taxpayer bill of rights, finding in a 7-2 decision that a collection of local governments has no basis to challenge the 1992 constitutional amendment. Chief Judge Timothy Timkovich, writing for himself and six of his colleagues, concluded that the Boulder County Board of County Commissioners, a handful of school districts, and one special district failed to show that the 1875 Enabling Act that guaranteed to Colorado a Republican form of government had also given the local government entities the ability to challenge Tabor's taxing and spending restrictions. Producer Steve, when I was on City Council in Lone Tree of 2012 to 2016, this came across the desk, and I looked at that. And in fact, some of the other people on City Council were behind this, were supporting this. And the reason is, so they wanted to say a Republican form of government, which means a representative form of government. But what they wanted to put forward is they wanted to be able to tax with no abandon on that. And so this is a really big deal that this 10th Circuit has dismissed this. This is a real win for the people of Colorado, because we have seen that many PBIs really do not want transparency on what they're doing. They change the name of a tax to a fee. And there's really supposed to be this social contract, Rick Rome, between the people and those that represent us. And I really feel that they were trying to get around this. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights is something that's pretty unique to the Colorado legislative environment. And I work as an engineer in many areas around the state. And we see how it applies to metropolitan districts and how infrastructure is built and how all of these systems are funded for our growth and for the support mm-hmm. of the community. It's a big win to keep that in place.
Well, but also to add, I think the Colorado's Taxpayer Bill of Rights is really about good manners. And that is basically the people have said via this amendment that's in the Colorado Constitution, hey, PBIs, if you want to raise our taxes, you just have to have the good manners to ask us. If you want to incur debt that we have to pay off, you just have to have the good manners to ask us. And if you want to keep excess revenue above, and we'll give you a really a population plus inflation, anything above that, you need to refund that back to the people, and unless you ask for permission, we say yes. It's all about good manners, Producer Steve.
Did you ever kick an anthill?
I was smarter than that.
Well, I think Tabor kicked the anthill back in the 90s, and they've been scurrying ever since.
Yes, from day one, they've been trying to get around it. And this was so interesting to go back to this thing in 1875, I think it was, to try to get around this. So great. Great for the 10th Circuit on dismissing this lawsuit. Now we'll see, of course, if they try to appeal whatever they do there. But this is a big, big deal. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence. Rick Rome is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And we're going to be talking with some of our colleagues in segments 2, 3, and 4 about these usurpations saying, hey, King George, we tried, we tried, we tried. And this is why we're doing what we're doing. So we'll be right back. Before we do that, though, you know what? Let me give a shout out to Hooters Restaurants. They are sponsors of both of my shows. They have 5 locations. That's Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. And they really have great lunch specials and also great happy hour specials. And I was over there last week and had their fish and chips, really good. And they're holding the line right now at $10 on that. And so they have $8 specials, $9 specials, and $10 specials. So if you have a lot of people over this next week between Christmas and New Year's, a great place to get together with friends. All my sponsors are on my website under Sponsors tab. You can click on that. I highly recommend each and every one of them. We'll be right back with Rick Rome.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And I thank you for supporting us. And Merry Christmas. I love this time of year. I can't believe that we're at the 23rd of December, but we are. Rick Rome is in studio. This is our Liberty Toastmasters Day. We're going to be talking about the usurpations in the Declaration of Independence. And I thought, okay, let's, for our quotes, let's do a quote about the Declaration. And my gosh, I found this from Thomas Jefferson, and I forgot about this. This is in the Declaration. And he said, when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. What do you think about that, Rick Rome?
The corollary to that is what Saul Alinsky had said in his book, Where the Ends Justify the Means. And that's that same idea of those usurpations, those abuses of power, that continuing crisis that they try to create a despot situation for people. We have an obligation to stand against it for the next generation.
We really do. And in some ways, I see a tyranny that is occurring in America now, and it's almost, I don't want to say subtle, but it's there as well, the same kind of user patience. For example, see if I can find this one that has been one of my favorites. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people to eat out their substance. And the first thing that comes to mind is the IRS and the fact that Joe Biden is beefing up the money going to the IRS so that he can send out swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out our substance.
Lived and breathed that dream once upon a time under the Obama administration, but I also think about what happened with Tri-County Health.
I know.
And, you know, but the thing is, I think we're winning, Kim. I really do, because Tri-County Health is in the process of dissolution at this point.
They're just about down to no county health.
Mm-hmm. So. Back to individual responsibility and local control of government.
But it's taken time to get to this point. But we put this out on the table. Pick your user patient. And we've got a number of our colleagues set. Now, I think we have our first caller.
Our first caller today is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North, Terry Goon. Terry, what do you have to say about free speech and the usurpations?
Well, good morning. My first thought was that I'll never be able to spit out the word usurpations on the radio.
You just did it. Congratulations.
I reread the list of grievances in the Declaration, and in a general sense, it just sounds like we were a country ready for independence. Well, the king liked to randomly and without consent, just subject his will to the colonists. So I don't know my history all that well, and now I'm curious if he did the same with all of his colonies or just America, because we were being troublesome. We wanted laws he wouldn't enact and enforce laws we had, his immigration rules, discouraged immigration, he cut off trade. And then, of course, the more troublesome it came, he doubled down. And like what Kim just mentioned, he had more government offices around for oversight and put military in people's homes, et cetera. And honestly, King George sounds a lot like how Dr. Fauci would sound if he had military powers. Add in some recent sound bites by generals, and it's kind of scary thinking that this could even be a reality. The more we misbehave and don't do exactly as we're told, the more Dr. Fauci wants to persuade us through decree and power. That man he's all over the map as to the best answer to COVID, and yet he refuses to entertain our own rule of law as the answer. In other words, you know, as he's like the country's chief medical officer. He should be giving out information that's known about an unknown disease, share suggestions as to how to best protect yourself, and then let people govern themselves. I suspect if Fauci didn't recognize that governing does require at least a certain amount of consent from the governed, we would be shut down again due to Omicron, which is apparently quite mild. And God forbid, I'm not defending Governor Polis, but he seems to be realizing that consent is a requirement of government, hence his declaration that the emergency is over. Now, he's still, of course, pushing vaccines and hints about mandates. But I think, unlike King George, he's seeing some writing on the wall if he wants to go further in politics. Like Rick, I truly believe dissenters are at least loud enough to be heard. Usurping people's freedoms is not the American way of governing. Is my bottom line.
Well, Terry Goon, thank you so much. I do just want to mention one thing to Patty and I were looking at. I don't think that Polis, even though he's flip-flopping around or ping-ponging around Polis, I don't think that he has rescinded his executive orders on this. So he still has the bureaucracies pushing all this tyrannical stuff, but he seems to kind of be flip-flopping around. So stay tuned. I just saw that his poll numbers had gone below 50%, so I'm wondering if he's really listening to the people or if he's listening to the polls. But I bet we'll find out in 2022, Terry Goon.
I agree. Yes. Always hard to tell what's exactly going on behind the scenes. Thank you.
Yes, for sure. Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you in the new year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Who's our next guest?
Our next guest is a member of our Liberty Toastmasters Denver Club and my favorite Austrian economist, Bill Vetter. Bill, what do you have to say about the usurpations and the Declaration of Independence?
Well, good morning, Rick, Kim. It's always a pleasure to speak on your show. I noticed when I read the topic, it's abuses and usurpations. Interestingly, if you look closely at the Declaration of Independence, it's a formal Euclidean proof that the colonies should be free and independent from Great Britain. The major premises of that the syllogism are the, of course, the ones that we all know: all men are created equal with equal rights. Governments are instituted to protect those rights. The third one is less often quoted. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends of protecting rights, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government to achieve these aims. Jefferson concluded, of course, as we all know, that the king had acted and withheld action in order to reduce everyone in America under absolute despotism. And he concludes that because of this, logically, the United States of America should be, and therefore said they were, free and independent states. A lot, as I read through all of the usurpations and abuses, a lot of them were, in fact, fixed by the things that followed the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Ordinance, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. This was a huge event in human history. I'm going to focus only on a few of these usurpations that were listed by Jefferson. In particular, there's one that didn't make the cut into the Declaration. It was a long paragraph about the king waging cruel war against human nature itself with slavery. Yes, Jefferson was a slaveholder. And under today's our current politically correct norms, that renders him unfit to have been the author of the Declaration or Founding Father. But he inherited slavery, and he inherited human slaves. People in Great Britain had tried to shut slavery off in Parliament, or at least restrict it, but the king opposed these efforts. The political and economic forces that benefited by slavery would, in the short run, win from 1776, but only for another 67 years. But if you look at a couple of more, he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent swarms of officers to harass the people and eat out their substance. What else is the administrative state that we're living under today? It consumes half, roughly, of the productive efforts of the people of the United States. There's another that says he has imposed taxes without our consent. Did you consent to the income tax? And there are modern usurpations and abuses that are as bad as slavery and others, namely the usurpation of money by the Federal Reserve Central Bank. By creating currencies of not intrinsic value, the Fed steals from the productive and prudent and gives to everyone in the government and its financial, military, industrial, welfare, and health complex. How does that secure our safety and happiness? Looking at the logical argument of Jefferson's Declaration of Independence and applying his premises to our present facts, to me, it seems clear that our republic, in many ways, has become destructive of the ends of protecting our rights. And it is the right of we, the American people, to alter or abolish our current government and lay the foundation of a new one in such form as seems likely to affect our safety and happiness. I think that can be done nonviolently, and I'd like to think that there are more and more people starting to see that we need to make major changes. As one of our members said on last Saturday, and I believe he's speaking later, the Federal Reserve and the income tax are two things that have to change in order to get the jackboots of the police state off of our necks.
Well, and actually in the Declaration, through the amendment process, or not Declaration, the Constitution, there are things, again, as you mentioned, that we need to reclaim our American heritage. It can be done peacefully. Bill Vedder, thank you so much. Wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and same back to you.
Okay. On the line with us is Karen Levine. We're sandwiching her in here with all of these Liberty Toastmasters. She is a great partner of both the Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories. She's an award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. She's really the person to have on your side of the table, whether or not you're buying or selling a home, if it's an existing home or a new build. Karen Levine, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kim, and good morning.
Do you want to weigh in on the usurpations, or do you want to tell us about what's going on in the metro real estate market?
Well, I was finding the conversation very, very interesting, and just a tad over my understanding, so I'm absorbing it and taking it in, but very interesting to hear, you know, where we've come from and what we've done and why things have happened the way they have, and these things have affected home ownership over the years. And I think what I find interesting is, for the first time to my recollection, multifamily housing only has 719 units in the Front Range. And that is not a lot of product. And we see that through the use of government, which has kept multifamily from being built, ownership units of multifamily, that being condos primarily, over these past 10 years, that we don't have any supply.
But Karen, you look at the number of apartments that's going up, and again, it's a public policy thing.
Yep.
And you and I were talking offline last week that a friend of yours is a developer, mm-hmm, that wants to build multifamily, ideally would like to build condos. And I was astonished that you said, from a kind of a public policy standpoint, they've made it difficult.
Yes, the big thing is, and I don't know the intricacies of his situation, but when he initially went forth to the powers that be, and that's typically city council in your local arena, and in this case Denver, getting his project approved through the system and all the hoops he had to jump through has taken several years. And then when he went to get financing, which again, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac control the money, which is overseen by our government, they would not finance ownership units, but they would readily finance rental units.
And you and I, we're going to have a conversation about that in 2022.
Yep.
Because condos has been a great way for young people to get their foot in the door, to get some kind of ownership. Instead, we're seeing this push to put them into apartments where they do not create any equity. And it's a public policy thing. Important conversation. And as we're talking about the Declaration, Karen, just to button this up, property rights is inherent in the American idea, and because of home ownership, it has really empowered hardworking middle-class people to create wealth. And I know you are working in the local, the state, and the national level to protect those property rights.
Yes, Kim, and it is an important right for us to continue to work hard to protect, and it's an honor that I get that opportunity.
Well, and I thank you. And your phone number, I've got it memorized, is Karen Levine, 303-877-7516, 303-877-7516. Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance, wish you a very Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
Okay. Rick Rome, let's go to break. How's
Fantastic.
That sound? Okay, and we'll be right back with some more of our great colleagues from Liberty Toastmasters.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3. Here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Here we come a-caroling among the leaves.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. Email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And thank you to all of you who support us. I love Christmas songs, Rick Rome. I just love it. And Charlie did that as our bumper music here. Great show planned. We are talking with our fellow colleagues at Liberty Toastmasters regarding the usurpations in the Declaration of Independence. Rick Rome, president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, who's our next guest?
Kim, our next guest is a new, relatively new member to the Denver Club, Anthony Hartsook. Thank you for your participation and also a veteran. Thank you for your service, Anthony. What do you have to say about the Declaration of Independence?
Hey, good morning, Rick and Kim. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. So it's interesting, if you look back, there's approximately 27 issues that were brought up in the Declaration of Independence. And if you sum them all up, it comes down to government force and government overreach. In today's world,
yes,
we're seeing that at the state level, certainly at the federal level. I mean, we've had Governor Polis here that has done some extraordinary things in the name of safety that have trampled individual rights, property rights, function, ability to work, ability to pay bills, and it's all through government overreach. I mean, just looking back last year, he'd issued over 106 executive orders. He's been doing things that just ruling by executive fiat. I think one of the things that we need to do, we absolutely have to get back to honest leadership and integrity to reverse and put us back on track for property rights, individual rights, and freedom. We've got to restore some liberty for families and businesses. We have to start placing the families and businesses first instead of the government.
You think?
I mean, just some minor details. We're rolling up on Christmas, and I mean, if you go skiing in the mountains, you have to have proof of vaccine to go in any restaurant. And people that are not, you're being segregated. I'm going, well, why is the government forcing people into different classes? The government is deciding what is an essential business and what is not. Well, the people that are paying their bills, they think it's essential. So I absolutely believe that we need to get back to that leadership and integrity that puts the values of the Declaration and the Constitution and, you know, up front, not, oh, let's get to them when we do. That's just wrong. We have debate of ideas, but this demonizing of people and attacking them, I think is absolutely wrong.
Well, and Anthony, I agree with you. We must reclaim this American heritage. And you have decided to step up to the plate, and you are running for office. So which race are you in?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I am currently in the Colorado House District 44, which represents the bulk of Parker and some areas of Douglas County. And it's to take these legislative issues back to fight for our freedoms, for businesses and families first, and those freedoms that we have enshrined of religion and education and having choices over our lives versus the government force telling us what to do, when we can do it, and where we can go.
Well, and it is very American for everyday people to step forward to become representatives of we the people. Anthony Hartsook, I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you all, too.
Okay. Rick Rome, president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, who's our next guest?
Our next speaker is also a relatively new member of the Liberty Toastmasters Denver Club, Jeffrey Reeves. Jeffrey, today we're talking about the Declaration of Independence and the usurpations. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, good morning, Rick and Kim. The third usurpation on the list was one about, I have the Declaration of Independence hanging at my desk, but I'm not at my desk right now. Excuse me. Is about calling meetings in strange places and secretly and then requiring everybody to live up to those meetings. What happens in the U.S. Congress and in the State House as well, even at the city level, is the elected officials will have meetings, have discussions, have decision-making process going on, and that decision-making process will be hidden, and nobody will ever know what really went into it. And then they'll create a piece of legislation like the Build Back Better, not better, but better program, which is loaded with literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of paybacks of special interests of things that are issues that are not for the benefit of the people, but for the benefit of a special interest group, of a business, of an ideology, and so on. I trace all that stuff back to Woodrow Wilson. He's still the demon in my mind. He was the guy who promoted the idea that the principles of the Constitution were not all that important, that the events and situations and life experiences of today are much more important, and that we should be able to modify the Constitution accordingly. So, the usurpation that I see frequently, all the time, it's just consistent, is that the legislators, executives, and probably even in some in the judicial branch, who get together in quiet, secret meetings and make decisions that affect all of us that are not in any way consistent with the principles of the Constitution, which are being trashed on a regular basis. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it, guys.
Jeffrey Reeves, and super points on that. A couple of things. First of all, on the Build Back Better bill, and I like that. It was, 2,600 pages? And this has been something that Pelosi's been doing, is they bring it forward quickly, they drop it, there's no time to read it, and they pass it. And there's something that is immoral about that. If they cannot read it and know what's in there, then it should not be passed. So, Jeffrey Reeves, thank you so much. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Kicking Kwanzaa. Let's touch all the bases.
Sounds like a plan, Jeffrey Reeves. Thanks so much. And Rick Rome, who's our next guest?
Our next guest is a member of the Liberty Toastmasters North Club, Greg Morrissey. Greg, today we're talking about the usurpations, and I'm sure from an Australian background, you have something to say about that right now.
I have something to say about that big time. I wish the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution were in Australian law also, because some of the things they're doing over there is just hideous. But I do see, I'm in contact with my relatives, and there's what the press says is going on and what the people are doing, it's two different things. There are a lot of people who are fighting back who want Australia to be what Australia should be. And we're very close partners together with business and with the military. Me being ex-military myself, I spent many times with many exercises and stuff with the U.S. military. But the thing I've got here is from our Declaration of Independence, the usurpation, that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's the right of the people to abolish it and institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So people need to know their Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. It's extremely important, well-written documents, and everyone needs to know. And I think the way I see it, if the people in the U.S. take these documents to heart, make sure they're enforced by everyone, the president on down, the rest of the world is going to take notice and going to say, hey, we want what they got.
Well, and to that point, Greg, people do say we want what they got, even though there's this demonization of America. When you look at all the people that are trying to get into our country, both legally and illegally, we realize that most everybody does want what we have. I don't see a border crisis of people trying to get into China or into North Korea or into Cuba. So, Greg Morrissey, any other thoughts on this?
How do we get people to go to the sites necessary to learn the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution? Is there a way you can add information to your website? Hey, please go look this, read this, take these classes. Everyone, get to know them. Take them to your heart. And when you face your political leaders, know those documents. Have them with you. Hey, what about this? You can't be doing that.
You sound so founding fatherish, Greg Morrissey. Thank you so much. And wish you a very Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you in the new year.
You too. Have a very Merry Christmas and keep up the great work, Kim. I really appreciate it. You're doing a great job.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, Kirsch Insurance Group is another great sponsor of the show. They are experts in the Medicare arena, and government has their hands all over this whole Medicare thing. And it's clear as mud to me. That's why you need somebody that is an expert in this. They're brokers. They work with a lot of different companies. And so those of you on Advantage plans beginning January 1, apparently you can make some changes. There's some new things coming out. You need to check that out with Kirsch Insurance Group. That is iKirsch. That's iKirsch.com. iKirsch.com. We'll be right back. Rick Rome is in studio, and we'll be talking with our fellow Liberty Toastmasters.
Life is more than what we have in the bank. Mary Alpers and Steve Cruz with Three Points Financial understand that comprehensive financial planning is an important component for each individual to thrive and prosper. Three Points Financial provides tax, investment, and retirement planning so that you can achieve your financial independence. With so much public policy uncertainty, it is important to have the professionals at Three Points Financial working for you to navigate those uncharted waters. Check out ThreePointsFinancial.com to schedule your initial consultation to achieve your financial freedom. That's ThreePointsFinancial.com.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Charlie Brown Christmas. Do you remember that, Rick Rome?
Oh, yes. I have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree in my house.
Oh, do you right now?
Okay, good. It's struggling.
Good for you. Good for you. This is our Liberty Toastmasters Day. And we're talking about the usurpations in the Declaration of Independence. These shows come to you, great sponsors. Another one of those is Castlegate Knife and Tool, family-owned business located in Sedalia, Colorado. And they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. For all of you who are just starting your Christmas shopping, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. So whether or not you are looking to purchase something for a chef or a sportsman or a collector, Castlegate Knife and Tool has the right product for you, as well as they have these new, beautiful, handcrafted cutting boards from Colorado as well. So be sure and check that out. They have a pop-up store in Castle, the Castle Rock Mercantile. Their website is castlegate.com. Be sure and check that out. Rick Rome, I love these shows. They're just full. And we put the suggested subject on the table of the usurpations in the Declaration of Independence.
It's a fantastic topic, and there's no shortage of material when we start going there. And our next speaker, our next guest, is an immediate past president of the North Club, Marshall Dawson. Marshall, today we're talking about independence and the Declaration of Independence. What are your thoughts, sir?
Well, hey, good morning. And, yeah, I'm also the person that when I come on the radio historians all over the place start to cringe, I think. And if they're driving right now, their knuckles are probably getting white on the steering wheel. But, you know, and reading through the usurpations, I struggle to say that on the radio. Mm-hmm. Reading through the usurpations, I find them a little bit boring almost. And I have to wonder, you know, now that we're 200 years and some odd decades past that, were those sins that the founders were writing in the Declaration, were those not just kind of commonplace, right? It almost sounds like the founders were, you know, talking about a bad boss at work, you know, kind of that same attitude. I kind of wonder if King George was reading through that, and did he get bored? You know, did he say, really? Okay, that's what you all are upset about? Because I find most of those so unmoving unless you kind of add your own context into that. Now, I knew that somebody would come up with Jefferson's passage that didn't make it, so kudos to Bill. But now something like that would be really powerful. You know, he has waged cruel war against human nature itself. To me, that fits in with, you know, the nature and the morality that we see in the rest of this beautiful document. And it's very specific about transporting a distant people who've never offended him, captivating and carrying them into slavery in another hemisphere. Could you imagine how the context of our conversations these days would change if only that had made it in? But I think what that really demonstrates is the founders weren't immune to the downsides of having to build coalitions, of forming a consensus, because the Declaration said it's the unanimous declaration of the 13 colonies. And Kim, earlier you said, you know, we have a lot of candidates and, you know, people running for school boards and city councils and things like that. You know, if we try to form a consensus, I think that always results in something that's somewhat watered down. So we need to be careful about that. And so my message for anyone running for office, don't bind yourself down with having to please everyone. I recommend that you go out there and you speak honestly and openly and boldly about your principles and the ways that you're going to make our communities better.
Oh, Marshall Dawson, I agree with you so much. And that is truly, yes, they did come together with this unanimous vote on the Declaration. However, they had this vision, and it was this idea that all men are created equal with rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Marshall Dawson, I wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And Rick Rome, who is our final guest?
Our final guest is a Denver Club member and one of my favorite speakers, taking an active role in the club, Kurt Gerwitz. Kurt, what are your thoughts on the Declaration of Independence?
Well, Kim and Rick, thanks for having me on. You know, my thoughts really try to, they climb up above the conversation, I think, a little bit, because I'm just fascinated listening to all my friends on the radio this morning, and my mind is drawn into the fundamental beliefs that that underlie like what our freedoms and American culture, and I think a lot about how our culture is managed or manipulated, or how it's controlled, or how is it that we inherited, just like somebody mentioned that, you know, Thomas Jefferson inherited slavery, and that looks embarrassing looking back on it. What are we inheriting now that is going to embarrass us, you know, embarrass us to our great-grandchildren? And I really do have some concerns about our culture and where we're headed, because the fundamental beliefs of freedom and even, you know, freedom of speech is the one that comes to mind the most. The usurpations, the fact that they got unanimous consent is surprising to me, because I've never gotten 13 people in a room to pretty much agree on anything, and that's interesting and a good thing in a way. But I think what you know, Kim has said, that we meet after Liberty Toastmasters, we all go to lunch and we hash it out, and she says it's very much like the founding fathers to gather around and have deep discussions. So I just love that we're doing that, and that we're having that courage to have these conversations, and only that, the only thing that can destroy a bad idea is a good idea. And for the good idea to shine in the light, it has to have the freedom to do so.
Oh, Kurt, there's some great nuggets in there as well. And we, first of all, just wish you a really Merry Christmas and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Rick Rome, I've learned so much, and this happens every Saturday morning, first and third Saturdays at Liberty Denver, and the second and fourth Saturdays at Liberty North. And people can go to the Toastmasters website and put in Liberty Toastmasters. I actually tried to maneuver that. It took a little bit of work. Liberty Denver, I have that that website memorized. It's liberty.toastmastersclubs.org, but you can also go to my website, and we've got those linked there. Final thought, we've got about a minute. I know it's gone quickly. It's so great to have you here.
Kim, I will say one thing about the Declaration of Independence. It's a fabulously written document, and I love the way that people always quote the first part of it, but they always forget the last part. And when we're talking about how they close the argument, they say, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, fortune, and sacred honor." And quite frankly, I think that's how we win, because it is about integrity. It's about the things that we've talked about today. It's about pledging to each other this common dream and this common vision for liberty and freedom and this wonderful gift that is America.
I want to tell you, as many of you know, have been emceeing the Constitution Day up in Grand Lake, which is very unique, a fabulous experience. And Mark Auville, one of our fellow freedom patriots, I would say, had us all go around and sign that we pledged our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And so that's so interesting you would bring that up. I wish you a Merry Christmas. It's so great to have you here, Rick Rome.
And Merry Christmas to you as well, Kim.
And this quote for today I thought was actually, in a way, it was kind of funny. It was John Hancock. And this is what he said there, I guess King George will be able to read that. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you. God bless America. And Merry Christmas.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.